Medieval History, 7th grade, May 11th through 15th, Tuesday, May 12th. History Unit, High Middle Ages, Lesson 2, Franciscan Art. Lesson 2, Socratic Guiding Question. Keep this question in mind as you study. How do different styles of art stir the soul in different ways? What are the advantages and disadvantages of traditional Byzantine iconography as opposed to the art inspired by the Franciscan movement? Objective: be able to do this by the end of this lesson. Differentiate between Byzantine iconography and art inspired by the Franciscan movement. Number 2, compare and contrast Byzantine iconography with art inspired by the Franciscan movement. Introduction: the way this lesson will work is that you will look at images and make observations about them on one page, and then on the following page you will read about them. At the end of the lesson, you will have an open note minor assessment. You may want to look at the prompt for the minor assessment first to help focus your reading and note-taking. Art inspired by the Franciscan movement. The essential spirituality and goal of the Franciscan movement was to imitate the humanity of Christ, embodying his poverty, chastity, obedience to God's will, caring for the sick, and preaching in public. This grassroots reform movement swept across Europe, encouraging groups of people in cities all over Europe and the Mediterranean to imitate Christ in these very tangible ways. The movement was so influential that it also inspired a new style of art, which likewise turned its focus to the humanity of Christ and the need for the viewer to respond with piety and devotion. Let's begin by looking at some images of art in the time just before this new Franciscan art movement. Look at the Byzantine mosaics depicted in these images below, especially the Christ Pantocrator, ruler over all, icon in the middle on the left. What kind of message does this send about Christ, Jesus? Answer in the space below the images. The traditional form of art on the previous page, known as Byzantine iconography, had the goal of bringing the viewer into contemplation of Christ's majesty through symbols. This is clear from the heavy use of gold, evocative of kingship, Christ's symbolic hand gesture, signifying the Trinity, his carrying of the book or scroll, signifying his divine message, and his halo with the cross, signifying his crucifixion. This kind of art was the main form of art being produced in the 1200s, just after the life of St. Francis. However, the reform and renewal movement begun by St. Francis was beginning to change the style of art. How is the style of this painting both similar to and different from the traditional Byzantine icons on the previous page? The first thing we may notice about the painting from the previous page is that this is a painting, a fresco, rather than a mosaic. While mosaics were well suited to two-dimensional iconography, where the main goal is to show theological symbols, like the glory and majesty of God, the medium of the painted fresco gives the viewer a feeling of greater nearness to the subject of the image, because painting allows for more realistic portrayal of human figures. Still, this painting is traditional and Byzantine in several ways. It presents the traditional image of Mary enthroned as the Queen of Heaven, pointing to Jesus in the traditional manner known as hodegetria, she shows the way, i.e., Mary shows the way to Jesus, and Jesus holds his right hand in the traditional gesture of the Trinity. However, compared with the traditional Byzantine mosaic, Jesus' face looks rather natural. The throne on which Mary sits has been painted so as to suggest the illusion of depth. Mary's face engages the viewer in a natural way, and the faces of the angels and Christ's child express a warmth and human character rarely implied in a traditional icon of the Byzantine style. Thus, by suggesting human emotion and facial features, the painting somewhat departs from the Stoic facial features of Byzantine iconography. Let's look at a third image. How is the style of this painting similar and different from the Byzantine style of the previous images? This is Giotto's The Lamentation of Christ. While important aspects of Byzantine iconography remain, halos, the symbols of saints, including Christ's halo with a cross in it, the tree on the hill is a symbol of the cross. It is fair to say that the emphasis has changed from depicting the majesty of God to depicting the humanity of God. The figures are much more realistically portrayed. The body of Jesus is pale with death. His followers and even the angels show their pained agony in their tormented facial expressions. Further, it is difficult for the viewer not to be drawn into the character's sorrow. The dramatic hand gestures of the character in the middle draw the viewer into the moment of agony to an extent which the Byzantine icon, with its usually stoic characters, was not capable of. The goal is likely to inspire a sorrow at one's own sin. And though this is a greater devotion to loving God, another way in which art inspired by the Franciscan movement sought to draw the viewer into the image and inspire devotion was by placing a character or multiple characters who weren't necessarily at the event into the image as a model of the reverence and devotion which every Christian owes to Jesus. In the painting below, the character in black, a Benedictine monk, was clearly not present at the Nativity, but serves as a model of the devotion towards Jesus which was intended to be inspired in the viewer. Influence of Franciscan art. The art inspired by the Franciscan movement, especially that of Duccio, Cimabue, Giotto, and Fra Angelico, eventually gave birth to the Italian Renaissance, Raphael, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, etc., in which artists began to depict events more and more realistically. It's worth remembering that these innovative artists, especially the first ones, Giotto, etc., rather than being inspired by mere curiosity for technical experimentation, had a spiritual goal in mind: to reform the hearts of the viewers of their art by drawing them more deeply into the humanity of Christ. This is Fra Angelico, his work, The Nativity. Minor assessment. Look at the two images on this page and the next. Which piece is the Byzantine icon, and which was inspired by Franciscan movement? How do you know? Answer in the space below the second image. Your answer need not be any certain length, but you should provide as many specific reasons as possible. This concludes the material for Tuesday, May 12th.